are tuned in to Africa's hottest music show.
Yo, yo, if loving you is a crime, I would do the time just to get that boom, boom. I really, really like that boom, boom.
Yeah, man, yo, this is Kevin of the same maximum respect to my boy DJ Al Jazeera. Yo, you're done, no, big up yourself. Anyway, it is.
We got all your luxurious interviews and the artist music personalities. Stay tuned to the post chat. Don't miss the action.
As a veteran, how would you evaluate the current state of music on the African continent in relation to African acts and culture?
Well, at times I'm kind of scared that we are losing Africa, because our children feel inferior. When they do their art, they're inspired by the, I'm afraid to say, by the media that promotes alien cultures, and they showcase this every hour to our children, and our children don't get to know themselves, but to know what's happening in America, what's happening in UK and all these other countries. And our media doesn't promote our culture as Africans. They're not doing, I'm afraid most youngsters are not doing our music. They're doing American music and just trying to fit in our languages on it. But it's not us at all. So I wish our children could understand that they are not inferior at all. They are just unique. Africa is just unique. It's not inferior at all.
Well, that's basically true.
Because there are a lot of places who are doing good and justice to our cultures. But most of them are either taking the alien culture into their life.
So who are your favorite live performing artists in this millennial generation?
I respect all artists. It's difficult to have a favorite. Because there's no better you than you. And if you are you, then you get no competition at all. I'm an artist and I love music, and I get shocked with these youngsters who play. They're always surprising me because they have what I don't have.
Are there any names that make up your favorite?
Well, they are. They are good. Like I said before, no artist is better than the other. We are just unique. And as artists, we are not born to compete. So there's no better Oliver to lose than Oliver to. So our youngsters have to understand that if they do who they are, they've got no competition at all, and they can only fly high. And music in Africa really will never die, because we were born into it.
Well, many have suggested that the African Union's Culture and Arts Department consider in helping and spearheading to shape the music identity of several countries on the African continent in order to promote unity and enhance growth and development. What's your opinion about this, sir?
Art in general, not only music, but all arts in general promote unity in every country, in every nation, in every community. Music is for unity, first and foremost, because you can't separate art from culture. In every art, there is culture. And in every culture, there is art. So you can't separate the two. The thing is, our media should promote who we are, not promoting what they want us to be, but promote who we are. We should promote our music. Because if you go out there, they don't promote African music, they promote their own music. So in Africa, we have to promote us, be proud of who we are, because we are not inferior to any other continent. We are a unique continent. And I think we are so rich in culture, music and art. So let us promote ourselves. Because there's no one else to
DJ Al Jazeera, we love you, boy!
Follow him on Twitter and Instagram
@DJ Al Jazeera.